My maternal grandfather was kind of a mentor to me. My dad was gone from the household. And this is a little memory of Grandpa. Man in a boat. 2 weeks of each year, he slips from his bed at the moment before dawn, when the world is at rest. Takes up his high-topped shoes in one hand, cap in the other, moves silently as a cat past the landing, and tiptoes down the stairs to the kitchen. He stoops and pulls his shoes over dark gray socks. A grunt marks the effort. He retrieves half a loaf of rye bread from the bread box and saws off a thick slice. Tucks the bread into his jacket pocket and makes for the door, capped pulled down over his forehead. As he does every morning of his vacation at Okachi Lake, Grandpa Faulkner is going fishing. Before he even sets foot in the morning chill, his imagination has settled himself onto the seat of the 14-foot rowboat and pointed its nose out toward the big lake. Already he has made his escape from routine. 50 weeks of the year, Grandpa gets up in his Milwaukee bungalow, kisses Grandma on the cheek, and goes to work at Alice Chalmers. In his black lunch bucket, he carries Limburger cheese sandwiches along with fry cakes dipped in oil. He walks 3 blocks to the number 10 streetcar and settles into a woven wicker seat for the ride to the factory. Today, however, he is set free. He rows across the lake, pulling patiently through the dawn, oars raising and dipping through the silky black water. Seen from a distance, his boat is a shadow, a silhouette, slipping along, barely visible in the first light of day. The tiny craft moves down the channel from Lacey's Resort, past Ray Schrader's bait shop, to the big lake. Then across to where panfish school in the lee of the islands. He drifts across with the wind, 2 cane poles trailing behind in hopes of running into a school of bluegills, crappies, or pink-bellied perch. Then one day, in my 10th year, he invites me to join him in the boat. In the dark, I help load up. The back seat is enclosed as a fish box where we hope to keep our catch. Grandpa retrieves 2 sets of oars from the storage dugout in the basement. Today, I'm helping get us out to the big lake. I pull too hard on the oars, losing the tempo. He reminds me in his old world idiom, "Hull easy now. Dasn't hurry. Hull easy on the oars." We settle ourselves in to soak off the big island. The bluegills are biting. We've landed 8 or 9. The warmth of the sun works into my chilled body. Now my cork goes down. Not the bob of a bluegill, but down, out of sight. Taking the tip of the pole into the water. "Oh, that's a big fish," Grandpa says softly. He's inclined to whisper while in the boat so as not to scare the fish. "Hull easy now. Let him go for a minute. Hull easy." Playing a 4-pound bass on a cane pole is a challenge, but after several minutes I have the fish at the side of the boat. Lacking a net, I lift him out of the water and Grandpa subdues him. I can't contain my excitement. Grandpa is thrilled as I am. He keeps checking on the big fellow in the catch box at the back of the boat. We roll back to the cottage, and when Grandma, Mom, and Warren come down to the pier to greet us, Grandpa plays a game with them. First showing our bluegills, and then as they all turn back to the house, he says, "Wait, don't you want to see Dick's big fish?" With a wink, he pulls the bass from the bait box, and I proudly display it for them. I'm the man of the hour. 40 years he spends in the machine shop. 50 years at Okachi Lake, pulling in bluegills near Stone Bank and the islands. 50 years of marriage to Alvina. In his 76th year, standing at the kitchen sink drying dishes, his legs buckle and he falls. His head strikes the sink And a moment later, he's dead. Not from the bump on the sink, but from a massive stroke. Gone in a second, like the snap of a thumb and forefinger. In the end, it's not the broken dish on the linoleum, nor the towel clutched in a 76-year-old hand that makes my memory of Grandpa Faulkner, nor even the cans of Plowboy and Prince Albert on the basement shelf, or the 1936 Chevy that will never again feel the touch of his foot on the gas pedal. The lasting picture of Grandpa Faulkner residing in a golden light of memory, retrievable at a moment's notice on a summer morning, that picture is the silhouette of a flat-bottomed boat with a fisherman at the oars, stroking through the water at dawn in search of the wily bluegill to fill a frying pan for tonight's supper. He's out there again, drifting across the lake with his minnow bucket draped over the side and a can of night crawlers under the sink, under the seat, keeping a steady hand on the cane pole and an eye on the corks that bob lazily to the rhythm of the waves. "Hull easy now," he whispers as a big one takes the bait. "Dassent hurry, hull easy."